coming to speak tonight is another young man I'm very proud of. He's not necessarily one of our youth, but I feel that way sometimes. I feel like I've taken him in as one of my own. I can't express how proud I am of all these kids. It's a privilege to be their youth pastor. It's an honor. One I do not take lightly. And I am so proud to see all of them active and doing something. And I am very proud of this one. Coming to speak to us again, our second speaker for the evening is Brad Chanel. Would you please make him welcome?
How's everybody doing tonight? Amen. God is good. How many this past year has God brought through something and they can praise God for it? I'm going to be talking out of Jonah tonight, chapter 2, 1 through 9. For everybody to turn there with me, I'm going to read for a minute. For I'll be preaching on Jonah's prayer. Is everybody ready? From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to you, Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and he listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me, and your waves swept over me. I said, I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threaten me. The deep surround me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath buried me forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord, my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and you and my prayer rose to you, to the holy temple. Those who clinging to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with singing and thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will make good." All right. Jonah was a child of God. He struggled with God. One day he's probably just sitting around. God spoke to him. I call him an average Joe just because I don't know. There's a lot of average Joes out there, but we need to meet that mark above the average part of it because we are different and we're called out among God. I mean, we're Christians. We have something inside of us that's different. But an average Joe, when God calls you out, yeah, you're going to step out of the boat. But instead of stepping out of the boat and going to where God called you to, you're probably going to go the opposite way just because you don't know about that. It kind of scares you. How many people get scared when God calls them to do something? He'll scare you. But he is awesome, and you know when he's there. He guides you the perfect path. But he pursued Jonah on the wings of the storm God did because he was in the middle of a storm. Jonah, they say he was sleeping. I bet everybody else was wigged out a little bit, wondering why the storm was taking place. But when he came to and he realized what was going on, I bet he felt like he was cast out of God's sight because he realized what God was trying to do to him. We often think of the storms and the crisis, and we wonder where God is. But God is always right by our side. God's presence helps us make it through. His Spirit. That's why you always want the Spirit of the Lord in you. Try to keep it as close as possible, because He will. He'll help you make it through. If you're going through a storm tonight and you just feel like there's no way out, or you don't know what's going on, sometimes you just need to examine your walk to see what's going on. What am I not doing right? You know, sometimes you're not doing something right if you just feel like you're in the middle of a storm and there's no way out. Look at your steps. Look what kind of line you're walking. Is it crooked? Is it straight? You'll find something out. God will let you know right then. But He is always trying to get our attention. God, He is always. I remember I was driving down the road. One day back at Buell, I was in sin. God had been trying so hard to get me back. I went to light up a cigarette. I panned back. I remember it wasn't me looking out, but I remember just panning back and looking out of my eyes, and something said, "I see what you see." Sometimes God ain't just with us, He's in us. That's what people got to realize. When He looked through me, and I seen that, and it scared me to death, I ain't gonna lie, because He actually spoke to me. I'm like, I'm a little boy from Buell Church of God. He spoke to me. Woo. Where's the fire coming from heaven? But God used Jonah, God got Jonah 100% of His attention. But then He started praying, Jonah did. He started praying, and He knew he was alone in the belly of that whale. There wasn't nobody with him. He probably don't know how he got there. I mean, one second he's thinking he's drowning, he's going to die in the ocean. All of a sudden, he's gone. What just got me, you know, kind of thing. It happened so fast, he probably don't know what happened. But I could see him in there. He's just crying and squalling like humans do, like we do. Why me, God? Why me? But then you need to realize, and you need to get quiet and get alone by yourself, because you need to get alone with God and listen to His voice. Because when you get alone with God and listen to His voice, that's when he usually reveals something to you that you can't get revealed to you by doing anything else. It's just by getting silent, not even talking, just listening, trying to hear His voice. But not only will He just speak to you through His word, or speak to you while you're being quiet, He will speak to you through His word. That's why you got to stay in your Bibles. So many people, I go to people's houses and their Bibles are sitting on the table. Yeah, sitting out where everybody can see it as they walk in. What good does that do? It's got dust on the top of it. It'd probably take 3 or 4 napkins to get it cleaned out. But God will always, when He talks to you, He's always going to bring you back to His word. And it's going to be awesome. You'll read something 1 week, the next week it's like, oh, I got it. That's what you meant by that. But he's great. God is good. All right. Hello? I just had to do that. Is somebody going to give Him a hand clap of praise tonight? So Jonah, when he was praying to God, he just wasn't giving God a thanksgiving prayer. It wasn't something that he was thankful. He was real thankful, but he was blessed that he got to live again. Because you can only imagine what he thought. He was going to die in the bottom of that sea, in the belly of a whale. That's a horrible death, in the belly of a whale. But when he touches you, he didn't just spit Jonah up in the middle of the ocean and let him drown somewhere. When Jonah came to, he was on dry land. God put him exactly where He wanted him to be. And that's what God will do to you tonight when you're going through that storm and that trial. He just ain't going to sit you out somewhere to die. He's going to sit you out somewhere with a meaning for where He sits you out, a purpose for where He sits you out. And that's what's awesome by itself right there. Because when he finally came out of the belly of the whale, he knew what God wanted of him. That was plain and simple. He vowed to God, which is my next point. He vowed to God and told him, look, you get me out of this belly of this whale, and I'll do what you want of me, because I know if you can get me swallowed up by a whale, you could probably let this boulder fall off and smash me flat if you wanted it to. But you got to repent to God when you're going down that wrong path. Repent to him, let him know, Lord, I know I'm doing wrong, but you're always there to guide me, and you show me the correct way to live. Just stay in your word. And a true repentance requires change. You can't just repent to God and go back off and do your normal thing. I learned that the hard way. For many years, I repented to God, and the next day I was doing this, doing that. He'll slap you down real fast and let you know who's boss. But change, that's a big word for some people. It's hard for people to change these days. But when the storm's raging, we need to get alone with God and try to hear his voice. Like I said again, Jonah, he quit crying to God. And he said, look, I'm ready to listen to what you have for me. He got God's attention. God loves us no matter when we mess up. And he just wants everybody to know that too. That you might be one big mess up. I'm a big mess up. But God loves me as much as he loves everybody else here. But there's also, he was in the belly of that well, and he struggled and fought, prayed, all this and that. He got out of the belly, or actually when he was in the belly. There is consequences of the storm and the reason you got there. There's big consequences. Jonah's consequence was he was in the belly of the well for 3 days and three nights. God could have spit him out the first night. He could have said, here, Jonah, you go ahead and start about your business. It wouldn't. He might not have did exactly what God wanted to do. God could have spit him out the second night. It wouldn't have been right. I don't think it would have been. God knew that third night, for something about that third night, it would just change Jonah's perspective about stuff. And when he got on his journey again, he was ready to change somebody's life. And that's what he's looking for tonight. He's looking for people that want to change. And when they change for good. And like he did, when he went to Nineveh, he just wiped that city out with the Holy Spirit. That's all I can see. When you got the king wearing sackcloth, and he's usually wearing gold and chains and this and that, and he's got sackcloth on, the presence is in the house. But thank y'all for listening to me.